If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I'm excited to talk about real estate investing today. And every now and then, you have an opportunity to jump on the phone and interview someone who has a very storied past with real estate investing, who understands the markets, who has a crystal ball, and one who we can learn from, one that understands how to invest, that leads others and creates that impact, not only for those that are just getting started with real estate investing, but also pro real estate investors. One that truly understands all aspects of the game, and I'm really, really, really excited to introduce my guest today. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to start speaking with him. It's going to be a fun time. But before I do, there are a couple of things that are happening in the world today that you have to know about. In a couple of days, I'm going to be in Dallas. My guest today is going to be in Dallas, Texas, for our national conference, the Think Realty Conference in Dallas, Texas. So make sure that you stop on by. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. Sign up. We'll see you this weekend. And I'll tell you what, when you sign up, use the code name Abhi, A-B-H-I. It's a good pat on the back, letting me know that you're paying attention to me every single day on the radio. Now, when you think about getting started with real estate investing, there's generally a series of steps that you have to take, right? You have to understand who you are, your investing personality, building your team, your local market, so understanding where you're going to get that local market knowledge, whether it's a real estate agent or a broker, or you're going to be more feet on ground, you're going to be more boots on ground, you're going to walk the neighborhoods, you're going to drive the communities, you're going to understand what plans the city has in place to grow. These things you must absolutely do. Then you have to analyze the deals. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about a little formula that I like to use to find the right deals. And you have to analyze 100. You'll put an offer on 10. You'll buy generally between one and two of them. That's the formula that I use all the time. But you have to figure out what makes sense for you. You have to get that good, kind of warm, fuzzy feeling about investing inside before you say, you know what, I'm going to make that leap of faith and I'm going to go ahead and jump in and buy my first project or buy my first rental or invest in a syndication or whatever it may seem, whatever fits your fancy. There is that proper due diligence that every investor must do. And I'm sometimes a little flabbergasted with the lack of due diligence that investors do just because the market is hot. So in today's show, we're going to talk about, again, where the market is headed, where the market is right now, how you as a real estate investor, or if you're listening, you're a business owner, you're a businesswoman, you're a businessman, you're a startup geek like me. I like startups. I love angel investing in startups as well. But you're looking for that edge for your financial future. You're looking at equities. You might be invested in a couple of index funds, ETFs, gold, whatever on that side that you might be interested in investing. You're doing that already, which is awesome. You have your IRAs set up, cool. But you've heard of real estate investing. You're like, yeah, you know, I kind of want to get started with that. This show is for you. This show is for the person that's interested in learning more and looking for that action step-by-step strategy to implement and then dominate 2018 with real estate investing. There are a couple of sites that I want you to go to, and my guest today has his own specific website that I want you to make sure that you visit, because it's such an awesome resource-filled website as well. If you want to get in touch with me throughout the show today, or you just have general questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com, or quite frankly, be besties with me on Instagram. Believe me, it's so much fun to be my bestie on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Or if you want to stalk me too, hey, who doesn't like a good occasional stalker, as long as, you know, you're just as good-looking as I am. That being said, my guest today is Sherman Ragland. He is in the greater Washington, D.C. area and runs Real Estate Investors Academy. He is a wealth of information when it comes to real estate investing. He's also a talk show host, so fellow talk show host. And he's somebody that I kind of want to be like when I grow up one day. So let's go ahead and bring him on the air so we can start this conversation of real estate investing. Sherman, are you with me?
Hey, Abhi, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for jumping on. I have one question for you. I'd like to open the show with as many times as I can with my guests asking this one question, and that is, you can be as dramatic as you want, that is, Sherman, are you in a real estate of mind?
So, you know, Abhi, I used to be a government contractor, and I got rid of all my government contracts except for one, and that one government contract that I've had for 25 years is running the private jet terminal at Washington Reagan Airport. And I've seen those movie stars in their fancy cars and limousines, and baby, I am in a real estate sort of mind. Absolutely.
I love it.
How you doing?
I'm ready for this conversation. I have my pen, I got my pad. Let's do this. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So, you know, ever since I was a young kid, I wanted to be in the real estate business. And I was very, very fortunate that when I was a junior in college, I actually took a real estate class. I took the licensing class. You actually could take it in college, got my real estate license. And while I was working an internship, which had nothing to do with real estate, I was actually working at the IBM Product Center. And all the youngsters are like, IBM, who's that? And the middle age are like, IBM had stores? And so, yes, in 1983-84, IBM had something called an IBM Product Center, and I was working at the IBM Product Center in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. And one day, one of the richest people in the state of Maryland walked in, a guy by the name of Jim Rouse. And Jim Rouse created the Rouse Company, which created the city of Columbia, Maryland, and Harbor Place, and Faneuil Hall, and a whole bunch of shopping malls across the country. And he came in, and I instantly recognized him because I grew up in Columbia, I knew who he was. And nobody in the store, none of the other workers in the store knew who this guy was, because he didn't dress like a really rich dude. He almost dressed sort of like a country lawyer, a little tweedy jacket, a little tweedy hat. But I knew who he was, and when he walked in, I noticed that nobody else was approaching him, so I ran right up to him, extended my hand, and I said, "Hello, Mr. Rouse, Sherman Ragland, how can I help you today?" And he said, "Well, this is Aubrey Gorman, my vice president of my company, and we just got through signing a deal to do a brand-new skyscraper in Baltimore, and Aubrey reminded me that tomorrow is my wife's birthday, and I need to buy her a typewriter. Can somebody help me buy a typewriter?" And I said, "Absolutely." So I sold him a typewriter, helped him load it in the car, didn't think anything more about it other than, wow, that was pretty cool. One of the richest dudes in the state just walked in, and I sold him a typewriter. Well, 2 days later, I get the phone call that literally changed my life. It was his assistant, Nancy Allison. She says, "Is this Sherman Ragland?" I said, "Yes." She said, "This is Nancy Allison, Mr. Rouse's assistant. Mr. Rouse would like to meet with you." And I instantly thought, Abhi, I said, "Oh, my God, did the typewriter break already?" And didn't say it, but thought it. And she said, I'm sorry, what is this about? She said, "It's about your future." And so 2 days later, I'm in his office going through a series of interviews with all of his senior folks in his company. And at the end of the interviews, he says, "We really enjoy talking to you, and we would like to offer you a job when you graduate from college." And I said, "Doing what?" And he said, "We're going to basically have you work with each one of the people that you interviewed with, and at the end of it, we're going to make you a project manager. Well, his company was a company that was very much involved in building downtown shopping centers, or what they call urban festival marketplaces. And although I did not take the job with him, he totally changed my life in that one day by opening up the world of real estate, which, as we know, can be a very private, closed world, right?
That's right. Absolutely, and I want to hear more of that story. I'm going to leave it at a cliffhanger. We got to go to break. Think Realty Nation, you're in for a treat. It's going to be an awesome time speaking with my buddy Sherman Ragland. This story is not done yet. We're coming right back. If you have any questions for us, get in touch. Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. So much more coming up. Jeez. All right, Sherman, we're going to break. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common-sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi Golhar. We're back with my guest, Sherman Ragland. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about his journey. And Sherman, you said that you got this job offer. You got a call. You went in and interviewed with a bunch of different, you said there were vice presidents and potential project managers as well.
Yeah, so the guy who extended the invitation was Jim Rouse. Jim Rouse created the Rouse Company, which was at that point in time one of the biggest real estate development companies in the country based in Maryland. And at that time, I think Jim Rouse was like the third or fourth richest guy in the state of Maryland, which is really saying something. But in any event, he brought me in and he had me interview with all of his direct reports. So his vice president of construction, vice president of design, chief marketing officer, vice president of real estate development, and just really sort of gave me a flavor of what the infrastructure is like, the people infrastructure is like in a thriving, successful real estate company.
That's awesome. I mean, what did that exposure mean to you when you were just starting out? That is a heck of an opportunity when you're just initially getting exposed to real estate investing. I would have been like, holy cow, I'm doing whatever it takes.
Well, it totally changed my life because most people, when they think about real estate, if they know nothing about real estate, all they think about is getting a real estate license and becoming a real estate agent or broker. In fact, I would say 40 to 50% of the real estate agents that I talk to on an ongoing basis are all saying the same thing, which is, I got my license because I thought that was the entry point to becoming an investor. And quite frankly, many people who have a real estate license are very frustrated because they're like, I'm doing everything but investing. So that meeting, that one meeting, it literally totally changed my life. And I'll never forget it because after he had sort of put the full court pressure on me, he then turns to me and he says, well, Sherman, what do you think? And I said, Mr. Rouse, this is fantastic. I love everything I see. I would love to come work for you, but, I mean, he looks at me and goes, but, but, literally the week before you came in the store, I had just submitted my application to go to the Wharton School of Business, and I had also applied for a full fellowship. There was a national competition that I entered, and I said, if I get admitted and I get the money, I'm probably going to go to grad school this fall as opposed to going to work. Now, I'm a kid who grew up in Columbia, Maryland, right? He's like the godfather of Columbia, Maryland. And I swear to God, Abby, I thought he was going to lean across the table and give me a high five. You know, Columbia kid makes good.
Yep.
No, he looks at me and he says, Sherman, the Wharton School is a very fine place, but you'll never learn real estate sitting in a classroom. You learn this business by doing it. And I was just totally thrown for a loop, right? So I thanked him, composed myself, thanked him, left, you know, sent him a thank you note. And my mother and my parents were still living in Columbia, so like before you go back to school, stop by and see me. So I walk in the door to see my mom, and she's like, "What happened?" I said, "Well, he offered me a job," and she's like, "You don't look very happy about it." I said, "Well, I'm thrilled about it, but he's now shown me this world of real estate that I didn't even know existed until about 3 hours ago, right? And I've just submitted my application to go to grad school, and I'm not sure which of the two paths I want to follow." And so my mom, being mom, right, she's like, "Don't worry about it, son. You just go ahead and pray about it, and when the time is right, you'll know the right decision." So long story short, about 2 weeks later, I did get the package in the mail from the Wharton School, and when I opened it up, it said, "Congratulations, you've been admitted to the Wharton School." And like 2 days later, I got the letter from the sponsor of the fellowship saying, "Congratulations, you're one of 13 people who get this fellowship." So I was like, okay, I'm going to Wharton. But when I got there, I took every opportunity to study real estate that I could. Now, I have to be totally honest. Mr. Rouse was correct. You know, I graduated from Wharton 32 years ago, and most of what I know about real estate I learned after getting my MBA. So he was totally correct. There are certain elements of this business that you really can only learn by actually getting out there and doing it.
I totally agreed, and I share the same sentiment when I speak with real estate agents, just as much as you do, where it's, hey, I have access to all this data, but sometimes my broker is saying that I can't or I shouldn't invest in real estate and all these things, and I'm like, you know, gee whiz, that actually throws me for a loop, because yeah. Real estate agents are folks, they're awesome people that have access to so much more data than investors that don't have a license. And it's
do you remember
crazy.
That movie, I like to call it a guy chick flick. It was out about 20 years ago, and the storyline is the guy's girlfriend or fiance dumps him, and his best friend was played by Vince Vaughn. I think it was Vince Vaughn's breakout movie. Wants to cheer him up, so he takes him to Vegas. And the whole time that he's in Vegas, the guy's down, down, down. And the guy, and Vince Vaughn's character just looks at him and goes, man, you're money and you don't even know it. That's how I feel about real estate agents. You're money and you don't even know it.
And it's crazy to me. But it's everybody has to walk their path, right? Everybody, yeah. Whether you're a real estate agent or you're just getting started in real estate investing, which is what I love about what you represent for the real estate investing community. It doesn't matter who you are. You've started, you're entering the path, or you're a pro. You can always tweak your mindset, your process, your system to get better. We have about maybe 3 minutes before we have to go to break, but there are a couple of gold nuggets that I'd like you to drop for those that are just getting started, because the majority of folks listening today, they're either businesswomen, businessmen, entrepreneurs, real estate investors, agents, startup geeks, kind of like me too. And they're wondering to themselves, well, hey, you know, I like real estate. It makes sense to me, right? I can touch and feel it. It makes me feel good. But I don't know how to get started. What are some of those top two or three, four things that you can share about getting started?
Absolutely. So number one, make sure that you connect with people who know what they're talking about. Connect with people who have integrity. Connect with people who've got a proven track record. So you want to be going to websites like Think Realty. You want to be coming to the Think Realty events. You want to be totally immersed. And it's like, if you got to cancel your plans to be in Dallas to be a part of that event, cancel your plans. Because you could very well have a meeting, like I had that meeting with Mr. Rouse, that in one day it totally changes your life. But if the person or persons are there to help you and you don't show up, where are you, right? So number one, you got to get connected. Number two, as my dad said to me as a kid growing up, son, you can do anything you want to do. You can be anything you want to be. This is the United States of America, the greatest country on earth. The key is to find somebody who's doing what you want to do, ask them how they did it, and then convince them to show you how to do it too. So if you can find somebody who's doing what you want to do, whether you come to a Think Realty Expo event and meet somebody who's doing the business, and then say to them after the event's over, hey, can I just sit in your car for a day? Hey, can I look over your shoulder? Hey, is there a way that I can help you get more deals or get more opportunities? And in exchange for helping you, you can sort of help me learn the business. To me, that's the best way to get connected in this business.
I think what you're saying makes total sense for somebody that's new, that's getting started, right? It's, you have to get connected. So like you mentioned, come out to Think Realty, and it's a couple days on February 24th and 25th. Check us out. I'm going to be there. Sherman's going to be there. We love to shake your hands and listen to your story and get you connected to the right people. And then more importantly, find that one or two or three people that you can follow, that you can have mentor you, because that's what's going to be the difference. That's the difference maker. That's the key. That's what's
Absolutely.
Going to take you from
and
where you are now to where you're going to be.
Not just for somebody who's new, but if you're looking to make a transition. If you've been doing single-family houses and you want to transition to commercial, there's going to be people at the event who do commercial day in, day out, and they can help you break out and get to that next level. So everybody has to have a first deal, no matter what that first deal. Everybody has to have a first single-family house. Everybody's going to have their first apartment or first hotel or first... If you can find somebody who's doing what you want to do, it'll help you transition to the next level in the business.
And that's absolutely key. All right. Think Realty listeners, we got to go to break. I don't want to go to break. I'd much rather talk to Sherman for the next 5 hours and pick his brain about everything. But we got to go to break. So there are a couple websites I want to go check out and go look at right now. now. Go to ShermanRagland.com. Also, DCRealEstateInvestors.com. If you're in DC area, go check that out. Got questions for me? Go to ThinkRealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. I know it's a lot, but it's I believe in the power of your brain. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra pure fish oil and joint soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners. You didn't think we were done with the show yet, did you? So much more with Sherman Ragland, my guest today. Before the break, we were talking about if you are a new real estate investor, or even if you're looking at transitioning, for example, if you're a flipper and you're looking at getting into buy and hold or building a single family rental portfolio, or if you're looking at getting into multifamily apartment complex investing and syndication, finding the right people is instrumental to your success. Because what happens is these folks that have been there, that have done that, that have years of experience, will show you the mistakes that they've made so you don't have to make them. They have the connections that you can lean on. And most importantly, they have potential partnership opportunities for you as well. That's why coming out to events like Think Realty is critical for your growth in this world, because it will be the difference between where you are now and ultimately where you want to be. Finding those mentors, getting connected, and immersing yourself in the real estate investing space, whether it's education, these meetup groups, very locally, there's so many meetup groups. Again, if you're in the DC area, take a look at dcrealestateinvestors.com. Go there, meet up with people, shake their hands, be vulnerable. And I feel like that's, you know, Sherman, I feel like there are folks out there that want that, but they're not willing to be vulnerable enough to get out of their own way to see the success that they can potentially realize. And you've done that very well. And it's, what are some tips that you have for folks that are kind of struggling with that a little bit? They're like, hey, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it, and I'm kind of sabotaging my own success here. Any ideas for them?
So, Abby, I think you're absolutely correct. I might use a different word than vulnerable, but I'm sort of a tough love kind of guy.
There you go.
I would say sometimes you're too darn smart for your own effort, right? So here I am, a guy who's got, you know, Wharton MBA, has worked in corporate America, worked for, at that point, three Fortune 50, not Fortune 500, but Fortune 50 companies, Xerox, IBM, Johnson & Johnson. And quite frankly, when I first got started in real estate, I was a little full of myself. You know, had top degrees from top institutions and had worked for really big-time companies. And it wasn't until years of struggling, like literally years of struggling to try to get into the single-family house game and then now the multifamily house game, that I suddenly realized I was getting in my own way. And I remember shortly after the birth of my son, asking my wife permission, and guys, if you're married, it's a good thing to ask your wife permission every once in a while, and going to a four-day real estate event down in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was while I was at that four-day real estate event, I met this one guy. Now, he was not a speaker. He was not on the stage, but he just dressed a certain way. He held himself a certain way. And every time there was a break, people would just sort of flock to this guy out in the hallway or out in the lobby or the back of the room. And I suddenly realized, okay, this is a player. He's a known entity. Well, the guy's name was Steve Cook. And Steve was from Baltimore, Maryland. I was from Bowie, Maryland, which is about 45 minutes away. And we had to meet each other down in Atlanta at Atlanta Real Estate Conference. So long story short, when we got back to Baltimore for Steve and Bowie for me, I reached out to Steve. And finally, after, you know, several efforts, it finally came down to, Steve, I'll just give you $500 to sit in your car for the day. And it's not that he needed the $500, because he was doing extremely well. I didn't even realize how well he was doing. He just needed me to put some skin in the game and show that I was serious. So here we are at a deli up in Baltimore, north of Baltimore. I give him the $500, and he, as soon as I give him the money, his phone rings, and he's like, do you want me to turn it off? I'm like, nope. I want to see what you do as an investor and just do what you do. I'm just going to be the fly on the wall. Well, it wasn't about 2 or 3 hours into the day, going to the properties, going through the neighborhoods, watching him, listening to him have conversations with both his team members as well as his prospective tenants and also sellers who were selling properties to him. It wasn't about 2 or 3 hours into it that I realized every single thing I was doing wrong. And literally spending a day or even a half day looking over this guy's shoulder totally changed my perspective. Now, here's the deal. Steve, in his own words, barely got out of high school, never went to college. And the big problem that I see, frankly, as the guy who runs the largest real estate investor group in the Washington, D.C. region, is oftentimes we have people who have very high status And they somehow think that high status is an excuse for not humbling themselves a little bit and humbling themselves enough to say, hey, you know what? I may know a lot about neurosurgery. I may know a lot about how the inner workings of Capitol Hill. I may know a lot about how to service private jets. But I don't know jack about how to buy a single-family house or a duplex, fix it, flip it, and make $60,000, $70,000. So I need to sort of get off my high horse. This is Sherman talking to Sherman. I need to get off my high horse and go find somebody who knows how to do something I don't know how to do and humble myself enough to just sit and listen to what they have to say and learn something. And I think oftentimes, especially like in a market like the D.C. area, because where so many people have advanced degrees and so many people have high-status jobs, that we sometimes forget that when we start into something new, we have to start over again. And we have to be willing to, as you said, get a little vulnerable. I'd use the word, be a little humble, and say, you know what, I know a lot about what I know about, but I don't know nothing about your world. Introduce me to your world, and if you're really as smart as you think you are, you know, you're gonna rise up pretty quickly, but everybody has to go through this process of what I like to say, crawl, walk, run, and then go win your gold medals. Like, and if you have high status, high job, you just want to instantly walk in the door and get your gold medals. Like, no. You're in my world now, right. And you're going to have to start over.
That's right. I had a conversation with a few physicians, and, you know, I'm like, listen, guys, you know how to heal patients. Believe me, right? I'm afraid of the needle, right? Like, I can't even take a shot. Like, that's not going to happen. Flu shots, thing of the past for me. Sorry, not going to do it, right? But the physicians thought to themselves, well, hey, multifamily's easy, right? I can go just create a fund and now syndicate capital. I'm like, I'll tell you what, do this for me. Go down that path and then call me in 6 months and tell me how it's going. And they did. And I got off a call with them a little while ago, and they said it is significantly harder than we initially anticipated. I'm like, no kidding. Really? Yeah. Tell me more. And then they had all these operational challenges, et cetera, et cetera. So I completely agree with what you're saying. Being a fly on the wall and just listening, right? Using the ears that you have in the proportion that you have the ears to the mouth, right?
Right.
Listen more than you speak, and you might just learn something. And again, this all ties back to, it doesn't matter if you're getting started investing in real estate or you're already a real estate investor and you're transitioning to another part of the business in real estate, whether it's property management or it could be syndicating capital for multifamily or it could be buying a portfolio of single family rentals. Everything has its own different dynamic. We have about 30 seconds before we go to break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the state of the market currently, where Sherman thinks the market is headed in 2018, and some nice tips to get into the single family world, you know, outside of the mindset stuff, which obviously for me is the most important key factor in even jumping into the real estate investing world is mindset. But what are some action steps that you as a new or pro real estate investor can take to level up your business? That's what's coming up next, along with the market knowledge and where Sherman and I think it's headed. You got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or just stalk me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Got questions for Sherman? Want to check out his DC RIA events? Go check him out. ShermanRagland.com. is the first website. The second website is DCRealEstateInvestors.com. Go check them out and start the conversation, because your future you is looking back at you 20 years from now and saying, get off the couch and go do something. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close.
5 Arts delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arts, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arts delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arts.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arts.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch. It's Avi Goldhawk, my guest today, Sherman Ragland. You want to learn more about him? I mean, first just Google him. Okay, that's really the best way to do it. Or go to ShermanRagland.com or DCRealEstateInvestors.com. He's been seen pretty much everywhere. The Gazette, Bloomberg, Business Week, Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, ABC News, Fox Business, CNBC. I mean, he's an author, he's a real estate mentor, he understands the game, he's played it for a very long time, and he's a pro. And today we've been talking about mindset, what it takes to get into the business, what it takes to transition within the business if you're a flipper, or if you've done a couple of deals and now you want to level up. How do you exactly do that by finding mentors and having those conversations, attending events like his DC Real Estate Investors Meetup, or also the Think Realty event, which is coming up here in a couple days in Dallas, Texas on the 24th and 25th of February, and staying in the conversation. I think one of the biggest things that we can do as real estate investors is find those influencers like Sherman, get in touch and say, hey, I'm going to keep you updated with my activity over the next 30 days, over the next 6 months. And more importantly, I want to see what I can do for you. And that starts the conversation, because that will tell folks like Sherman, influencers like Sherman, experts like Sherman, that, hey, you know what? I'm serious. So let's talk about where the market is. Sherman, where do you think we're headed this year? Where do you think we are this year? General thoughts.
So real quick, real estate is influenced really by three things. There are global things that impact real estate, and savvy investors, or as I like to say, real investors, need to pay attention to what those global things are. So the main thing is, you know, the flow of money, the price of gasoline, you know, what the stock market is doing. All of those things ultimately do have some influence on real estate. You know, stock market is what they like to call a leading indicator. Real estate's a lagging indicator. So it's not that difficult to realize, hey, if the stock market is crashing and burning, sooner or later, that's going to happen. That's going to have an impact on real estate. Having said that, I don't believe right now the stock market is crashing and burning, but I do believe there is a level of volatility that has come into the stock market that has not been there in probably 5 or 7 years. And as a result, smart real estate investors, savvy real estate investors, real investors are saying, hey, wait a minute, if I'm out there raising capital, it's going to be a whole lot easier to raise money from people who have money in the stock market, because right now they're a little bit nervous about what's going to happen. And so a savvy real estate investor, you know, how do I take advantage of this? So you do have these things that are global, right? The price of money is global, and everybody knows who's in the United States. The price of borrowing, whether you're talking about single family, multifamily, or commercial, the price of money is going up, and that's going to have an impact. Certain deals that look like they were great deals are going to become marginal deals. Certain people who thought they were going to buy their first house this year are going to get shut out of the market, and they're going to have to rent. You're going to either rent somebody's house or rent somebody's apartment. So again, as a savvy real estate investor, if you've been at this for a while, you have to be paying attention to the global things. Then the second thing that real estate is impacted by is what's happening locally. You know, what's happening in your local market? It's one thing to say that interest rates are going up and therefore the price of housing is going up and therefore the number of houses getting sold is going to slow down. But if you happen to have something happening in your own backyard, like as an example, Apple announced recently that they're going to expand their headquarters outside of Cupertino. Well, Apple already has a huge presence in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago, you ought to be paying attention to what's going on with Apple and other kinds of businesses inside of Chicago, because even though nationally things are going on that impact us at a national level, locally, your market may be heating up really, really nicely or even slowing down or cooling off, right? And then the third thing that impacts us is you. What are you going to do? And I really love what you said as we were closing out the previous conversation, which is it's about your head. See, real estate, and this is the dirty little secret. You know this, I know this, anybody who's been in the game for a while knows this, but people on the outside really don't know, and if they do know, they don't really appreciate it. The dirty little secret of real estate is real estate doesn't care who your mama is, who your daddy is, what school you went to, what school you didn't go to. Real estate doesn't care about any of that stuff. The only thing real estate cares about is, did you get it done? Did you get it done? And so therefore, two people can go to an event, can go to a conference, can go to a training, take copious notes, right, pages and pages of notes, and then walk out of that session, and one person implements and the other person thinks about. And the implementer is always going to win. It's kind of like, what's that guy? He's sort of a motivational speaker, says, I can't remember his name right now, but his expression was, hard work beats talent when talent refuses to work hard. Who grew up an orphan, who has no family members with money,
yep,
is always going to make more money in real estate than the person who has all the advantages but refuses to take action. those are the three things that I think impact real estate.
I love that. I mean, I think that hunger, right, the fire in your stomach to do better. And what's crazy is once you find your passion in the real estate investing world, you have zero competition other than yourself, right?
Exactly.
There's nobody else competing against you, right? Like you found your groove, you found your calling, and you are on fire, and you're just going to hit it, and you're not going to stop until you reach the goals that you've set for yourself. I love what you said about staying local too. I agree. Everybody, we need a good understanding of what's happening globally. And the confidence that the world has, say, on U.S. currency, that's a really good thing to know what's going on. Locally as well, if Amazon, for example, decides to build their second headquarters in your city, then that's going
to
happen.
Which they are, by the way. They are building in D.C.
And
we can talk about that next time, but they're coming. It's already done deal. They're coming to D.C. I can tell you why later. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you got it. So that if they go to D.C., or I suppose when they go to D.C. now, right?
Exactly.
That's going to have a dramatic impact. You have 50,000 jobs that will be created. Many of those are folks that are expanding the footprint, and that is insane to me. So making sure that you're paying attention to these trends, that's super important. And ultimately paying attention to you. If you don't have the mindset, get in the game. If you're not in the game, and if you want to get into the game, then come out and meet folks at the Think Realties, at your local meetups, at the Real Estate Investors Association. Shake Sherman's hand, because you know that's a wealth of information waiting to be just thrown in your court to analyze and absorb. And the more that you can do that now, the better it's going to be. What are some initial steps? We have about 2 minutes before we have to close out the show, Sherman. What are some initial steps that investors can take that are, say, transitioning? I'm a flipper, or I'm a rental property owner, and I'm transitioning
I would say two things. Number one, everybody should be coming to the Think Realty event, because I think the biggest struggle that every investor faces is not, do I want to be an investor? The biggest struggle is, what kind of investor do I want to be? And when you come to large gatherings that have as many different kinds of opportunities shared and exposed, you have a chance to listen to folks that you generally don't meet at your local meetup and begin to make some strategic decisions about what's the best point in the real estate marketplace for you to enter and what's going to give you the greatest satisfaction. Because the thing is, when you're able to match up your passion with skills and techniques, that you will basically make the most amount of money. And so it's not enough to say, I want to be an investor. You want to dive a little deeper than that. It's, okay, what kind of investor? Single-family houses, fixing, flipping, apartment houses, mobile homes, mobile home parks, notes, paper. And all of those kinds of questions are best answered when you come out to an event like the Think Realty Expo event. Second thing I would say is, get connected with the local investors and the people who are actually giving good content, good information. So as an example, I do my annual State of the Real Estate Investor event. Now, it's D.C. focused, but we are going to live stream it. So if anybody wants to just sort of listen in, because I will talk about some of the global issues, the national issues, and then I'll drill down to the specific local issues. But I'm going to just be giving pure content, pure data, analysis of data, and then making predictions as to where the marketplace is going, and telling people why I believe that Amazon has already made its decision to come to D.C. and where specifically in D.C. Amazon is going. If anybody's interested and they want to see the live stream, or they're local and want to get tickets, all they have to do is text REI, Robert Edward Ice, REI, just text those three letters, REI, to 72000, and we'll get you a free pair of tickets, and we'll also get you signed up for the live stream if you want to watch the live stream. But the bottom line is, as somebody who's held a real estate license and a real estate broker going on 32 years now, I have access to data that average people just don't have. And so I've made it a point every year for the past 10 years to put myself out there and share with people what the data says, not what you feel, not what's in your gut, not people's opinions, but what the raw, hard data says, and talk about what specific areas, what specific neighborhoods, what specific parts of towns, and what specific strategies are going to work best going forward.
That's awesome. And with that, we have to close out the show. Think Realty listeners, it's been awesome. Sherman, thank you very much for coming on. For those of you interested in getting in touch with him and his team, go to ShermanRagland.com or DCRealEstateInvestors.com. Got questions for me? Go to ThinkRealty.com. Check out the print magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Or just also hit me up on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Biz Talk Radio.